most complicated game we ever worked on. And so that's easy. That's Twilight Zone. And there were times when I walked up to John and I thought I killed him. Huh? That's one of your favorite games? Twilight Zone was like, we had a name for it at that point. John on his whiteboard put up In Excess Pinball. Okay. And we were like totally out of control at that point. I mean, we had just gotten done setting the record with Adam's Family. They were willing to let us do anything, you know, and we did, which was a big mistake. And there's all kinds of good stuff in there, but from a commercial standpoint, we overdid it to the point where an average person walked up to it and went, what the hell's going on in this game? So from a collectible standpoint, it was a great game, but you know, a guy in a bar after 3 years, you know, you know, Powerball, you know, the guy goes, wow. Does it have to do that? Yeah, we kind of got a little carried away. By far, that was the most complicated programming. It was the most complicated sounds of music. It was John's art was like complicated and blow you away stuff. I mean, there was a lot going on there. We had two different licenses in that game. You guys probably don't know that there was a license with. That makes three. There were three licenses. We had a license for the music with Golden Earring. We had a license with Rod Serling's widow to use Rod Serling's likeness because that's a separate license. And we had Viacom, right? We had a license with Viacom to use the Twilight Zone name. And by the time we got all done with that, we were all totally Ted. I don't know if Ted's still here. Ted was exhausted, and Larry was exhausted, and the game designer was dead, and you know, and I walked out one night with Larry. We were carrying our briefcases, and I turned to him and I said, "No one is ever going to be allowed to do something this complicated again." And you know, right. And probably nor should they be allowed to do that again. Somebody should have walked up to us and told us we were, you know,
weasels.
It was worth it.
It's only worth it for the people who play, you know, extreme pinball. From a commercial standpoint, we shouldn't have been allowed to go that far. But it turned out okay.